Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome everyone, and thank you for tuning in to listen. I'm CJ Savage. I'm also known as the Hypnosis Queen. Actually, I have people ask me all the time, where did I get that title and why do I have that title? Because I know it's a little cheesy. However, I was given that label by my original website builders many years ago, which is Small Business Corporation out of Virginia. So, nevertheless, I am a certified hypnotherapist since 1991, and I'm also a past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois for the Department of Mental Health. I'm also an ordained minister in the full gospel of Jesus Christ. Why am I telling you this? For one, this show today is about healing, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about how and why it works because I did two shows previously, prior to this show, about the healing, how it works, and what you can do, what you can expect, and why and how it works. But if you would like to listen to that, it is recorded, so go back and listen to it. Today we're going to do the actual, it's a free hypnosis audio for you to listen to for healing. It is not as long as what I normally do. It is a shorter version to give you a more of an introduction. However, you can listen to it over and over, and you should benefit from it. Now, I tell you that I'm an ordained minister because I am not a doctor. I do not give medical advice, and I need to legally tell you that. And I do encourage you to go to the doctors if you have health problems. But this is more of a spiritual, what we call spiritual healing, and because I'm an ordained minister, then I do have the legal right to help people to heal. The other thing that you really need to know is that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You are in complete control all the time. I do not have control over your mind, as fun as that sounds and as intriguing as it could be. I don't. I don't have control of your mind. However, what I do is I teach people to heal themselves through the power of their mind, and I have rules for that. And so I am going to guide you in a meditation to use your mind to heal your own body. And with that, you will be able to increase the usage of your mind. You'll use more of your brain power, more of your mind power, if that makes any sense. Because scientific research shows that the average person uses less than 10%, it's more like 4 to 5% of their brain power or their mind power on a daily basis. So when you do hypnosis, you are using a much greater percentage or more of your mind power than you normally do on a day-to-day basis using only your physical consciousness. What I work with is your higher consciousness, or the old-fashioned term was subconscious mind. I refer to that as your superconscious mind. Other political correct terms are higher consciousness, your higher self, your inner self. So that's what we're working with. And you need to first understand what your mind is. The mind is pure energy. The mind is the spiritual part of you, which is in every cell of your body. It's not just in your head. What is in your head is the brain, and the brain is like the hardware. And the mind is in every single cell of your entire body, and in every single cell of your body has its own intelligence. We connect that higher self, your spiritual part of you, with your physical body to go in and heal all the cells in your body. Can it be done? Absolutely. And from more than 23 years of experience, I can tell you that every person, every client that has come to me to heal anything and everything, no matter what it is, has done it with success. So, I do help people to heal their health problems through hypnosis, and I can assure you that I do it with exceptional success from many years of experience, which I have become an expert. Now, I'm not telling you this to impress you, but to impress upon you that the one thing that I'm absolutely sure of is that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and that my clients have taught me that by you simply trying, if you want to participate and you want to be hypnotized, and by simply trying to heal with the power of your mind, people have done it with success, every single one of them. So can you do this? And I know that you're if you have health problems, you're asking, can you do this? And the answer is yes. And I can tell you from experience that the answer is definitely yes. People that have come to me in the past, I have found that are usually ones that the doctors cannot help, doctors don't know how to help, or they have run out of options and the doctors simply can't help them, and so many times I'm their last option. So if you want to do this and you participate, then it will work. But it's not going to work if you just do this just one time and go, oh, wow, you know what, I still have my health problems. The worse that you are or the sicker that you are, then the more that you need to listen to it. When someone has cancer and they've only been given a couple of months to live and there's nothing anyone can or will do for them that they have found, then when they do the hypnosis, I will give them the full, it's the full, like a hour session, and I will tell them to listen to it, or it'll be at least 45 minutes. I will tell them to listen to that back-to-back, three times back-to-back, and do that at least three times a day. So they're listening to the hypnosis like nine times a day. So the more you listen to it, basically, I guess I'm telling you, the faster and the better that you will heal. What I work with is I work with the white light. Now, I am a Christian, and I use God's power, God's energy, for you to basically... There's really not a good way to explain this for you to really understand it, because there are not enough words in the English language for me to really explain this. But analogy is that you are using your mind to pull in the higher power, God's light, love, and energy. And I want you to imagine God's energy, which is out there, which is in everything. It's everywhere. It's in and through everything. And so you're like pulling in a concentration. You're connecting directly with God's light, love, and energy. Now, if you are a Christian, then this is all going to be good and well for you. And if you are not a Christian, then what I would expect you to do, I would advise you to do, is to simply reinterpret my words in your own mind to your liking while you listen to my voice in the hypnosis session, which you can do that. And when you participate, I'm going to give you just a mention a couple things here to prepare you for your hypnosis session. To participate in this hypnosis audio, I strongly advise you to not be doing anything other than being able to either sit or lie down with your eyes closed where you can simply relax and listen to my voice. If you are driving in an automobile or a car or doing something, working with tools or saws, then do not listen to this audio. So this is only for when you can sit or lie down with your eyes closed and relax and listen to my voice and forget about everything else that's going on in the world. There's a couple of things here I would like for you to pay close attention to make you a good subject. One, when you close your eyes, I advise that you look up and out into the universe and pretend that your eyelids are like transparent. If you pretend that they're transparent, you look up and out into the universe and look into the darkness beyond your eyelids and watch the shadows while you're listening to my voice. And this will help you to open your spiritual eyes. The other thing is, in your hypnosis session, I advise you to part your teeth and allow a little space between your teeth, maybe even between your lips, but allow a little space between your teeth. This will prevent you from tongue thrusting, because if you're tense or nervous or anxious, then this will keep your tongue from thrusting against the roof of your mouth. And if your tongue does thrust against the roof of your mouth, then it's going to keep tension throughout your entire body and all of your muscles. So in order to really, truly relax, get the tongue off of the roof of your mouth. That sounds really nutty, but it's extremely important. Okay. Now, if you would like to know more about me, you can simply go to my website, which is www.thehypnosisqueen. That's T H E HYPNOSISQUEEN.com. Also, my email is, you'll find me on that site at thehypnosisqueen@AOL.com, and I will get your message. If you would like to comment or send questions or comments, please send them to the email address, thehypnosisqueen@AOL.com. Also, if you would like the full version of General Healing of Health Problems, then go to cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. So that is www.c as in compact, d as in disc, b as in baby, a b y, cdbaby.com/artist, artist, /CHERYLJSAVAGE. Okay, and you can download the hypnosis audio for General Healing of Health Problems for only $9.99 right now. So you can get that if you want to or you need to. Okay. Now, there's a couple of things here that you need to understand. When we do hypnosis, we're going to just simply first relax. And then we're going to do what's called guided imagery. In that guided imagery, I will have you to imagine this bright white beam of light, which we're going to work with in your mind. And we're also going to go to a beautiful place. This is going to be your place. It's going to be a place that is comfortable, where you feel secure. And this place, you have two choices. You can either use your memory or you can use your imagination. If you use your memory, it can be any place that you find very comfortable, where you feel secure and at peace. And it might be grandma's home, or it might be the home that you're in right now where you feel the most comfortable. Or it might be a vacation spot that you went to once and you've thought about it many times and you loved it. It was comfortable. You felt secure. Or the other choice is to use your imagination. If you use your imagination, then just simply you can make it all up, and it can be a place that you've never been to. It doesn't really exist. You just create it in your own mind. Either way, you'll use your imagination to go to this beautiful place, and the point of this is to get all of your senses involved. Remember, when you do this hypnosis, it is like a mind game or like a mind exercise. All the work is in your mind. You can't do anything wrong. Nothing can go wrong. You don't need to say anything out loud. All the work is in your mind. So I will even ask you questions. And when I ask you a question, answer it in your mind. If you have a hard time with this guided imagery, I want you to just imagine this right now. Here's an example. If I said to you, I would like for you to imagine standing in front of your door, inside of your home, that you go in and out of most frequently, standing in front of the door inside of your home, which side of the door is the doorknob on? Is it on the left or is it on the right? And if you can imagine that, then you will be a great subject. But what you don't do is you don't close your eyes and go, wait a minute, I can't imagine that. I'm only seeing darkness. I'm only seeing the back of my eyes. This is not working out for me. Because when you imagine which side that doorknob is on, you use your memory, and you allow that image to flow into your awareness. And that is exactly what you're going to do when we do the guided imagery in my hypnosis session. Also, when we do the hypnosis, what we're getting ready to do, know that you can move if you need to move. But if you get into a position where you're not going to have to move, then you can relax even more. If you need to cough, cough. Don't suppress it. Rather, just focus on my voice, listening to my voice, and thinking about what it is that I'm saying. Because we're going to do the guided imagery by simply going to this beautiful place, where you're going to get all of your senses involved, and this is very important because we're going to connect that higher self of yours, your higher power, your superconscious mind with your physical being, with your physical body, your physical cells. okay. Now, what I'm going to do is, if you have not done so, if you need to use the restroom, then please do so. Go use the restroom. And just give me a minute here to get ready to get started. And while you're using the restroom over here the next minute, I will just tell you that if you don't really know me, about 4 years ago, I fell off a tree. Actually, I was climbing a tree with my grandkids on a Saturday afternoon, had my grandkids over, and I climbed up higher and higher, and the next thing I know, my feet just slipped, and I took a dive for the ground and shattered all the bones in my right arm. I went to the hospital, and they x-rayed it, and Dr. Hughes in the emergency room said that my bones were shattered, and they could not help me. But the words of him telling me they could not help me rang to my heart, and I started imagining right then and there that I would have to use just my hypnosis to heal, and that's exactly what I did. So over the next 9 days, that's all I did was hypnosis. I was laid up with this huge cast on my arm, and I did hypnosis morning, noon, and night, and through the night. And on the ninth day, I went to see the doctor, an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Mark Green, which he explained how he was going to rebuild my arm with all this metal rods, metal pins and screws and all this. And so I said, you know, I really don't think I need that. And I asked him if he believed in miracles. His name was Dr. Mark Green. And he said, yes, I do. And I said, good, then I think we'll get along. And so I explained to him that I didn't really think I needed that surgery, and I really didn't need any of that metal in my arm, and rather I would like to have another x-ray before we even discuss this any further. So he sent me for the x-ray. I came back, and he showed me my arm was almost healed. It did take a total of 12 days to heal all my bones. And what I did is I used the white light, which we're going to use today. Now, I was a little disappointed that it took me so long to heal my arm, but it was serious injuries. And I actually put the x-rays and the information, I put that uploaded on YouTube. It's a terrible video of me, and the whole thing was so amateurish, but the message is there, and it's real, and there's proof there. Okay, we're going to get ready here. Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on. Okay. Are you ready? Get into a comfortable position where you will not have to move. You can move if you need to move or have to move, but if you get into a position where you're not going to have to move, you will be able to relax even more. Okay. Okay, sit back and relax, close your eyes and take a deep breath, a very deep but comfortable breath. And let it out. Relaxing your thoughts. Relaxing your body. Good. With your eyes closed, look up and out into the universe. And I'm going to count to three. And with each number that I count, I would like for you to take a deep breath. And each time I say the word relax, simply relax and allow your breath to rush from your body through your lips. And with each deep breath, as you inhale, breathe in through your nose, counting in your mind to yourself, 1 to 5, if you can. And as you exhale, when I say the word relax, simply relax, allowing the breath to flow through your lips. Again, when you count to yourself from 1 to 8, if you can. But the breaths need to be deep but very comfortable to you. Do not strain yourself. These will be nice, deep, but comfortable breaths. All right, now. 1, take a deep breath. 2, take a deep but comfortable breath. 've just completed your deep breathing, and you're just letting go and unwinding now and relaxing completely now, allowing the quietness of spirit to begin to come in. And it feels good to unwind and let go. So relaxed and so at ease. You're at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And I want you to imagine a bright, white beam of light coming down from above, a beam of bright, white, shimmering, iridescent light coming down from above, from the infinite sky above, coming down from above now, a bright, white, shimmering beam of light coming through the universe towards you, through the sky and through the roof above you, and entering your head. Entering your head now. And now make this real with the unlimited power of your mind. This is the universal light of life's energy, and it now enters your head and fills your body until it is overflowing, filling you up. Filling you up now with this bright, white, iridescent light until it is overflowing, surrounding your body with this white light now. and the light is now concentrating around your heart area. Surrounding your heart. Surrounding your heart now with this bright, white, iridescent light. And it emerges from your heart area to totally surround your body with a bright, light aura of protection and balance and harmony. And you're relaxed and at ease. And if any outside thoughts should come into your mind, simply brush them aside and return your concentration to the sound of my voice. And now, as you continue to relax more and more, I want you to feel your body totally relax now, completely relaxed, and you're just completely relaxing, completely relaxing now, and your entire body is now relaxed all over in every way. All tension is gone from your body and mind. And as you listen to my voice, you become even more relaxed and at ease, and you're feeling sleepier and sleepier, so relaxed and so at ease. Now I'd like for you to imagine a well-lit flight of stairs, 10 steps in all, 10 steps leading up to a large double door. Imagine a well-lit flight of stairs, 10 steps in all, leading up to a large double door. I'm going to count to 10, and with every number that I count, I would like for you to mentally take 1 step, and by the time I have reached the number 10, the doors will open and you will cross over the threshold and enter into one of the most beautiful places you could ever imagine, a place that is peaceful and where you feel secure. All right, now, 1, take the first step, 2, take the second, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The doors open now. The doors open and you cross over the threshold. Cross over and enter into one of the most pleasant, most beautiful places in the universe that is peaceful, where you feel secure. This
is your place. Imagine yourself there now. Imagine yourself there. You can imagine this very special place, and perhaps you can even feel it. Imagine yourself there and feel that sense of peace flow through you now, and a sense of well-being. And as you mentally walk to this most beautiful place, this very peaceful place, reach down and touch the surface just beneath your feet. And what does it feel like? What fragrances do you perceive? What do you smell? Is the sky cloudy or clear? What kind of a day is it? Is there anyone else there with you or nearby? What do you hear? Imagine some of your favorite things all around you. Some of your favorite things. What do you see? Smell it. Touch it. Feel it. Use all your senses now. You're learning to use a highly specialized part of your brain, and through guided imagery, you interact directly with your body. You're opening lines of communication between your body and mind. Relax your mind. Relax your body. Relax. Now in your mind, imagine the Holy Spirit fulfilling you. In your mind, invite the Holy Spirit to fulfill you like a warm sensation. Feel it entering into every single cell of your entire physical body. And I would like for you to imagine a bright, white, iridescent beam of light coming down from above, from the infinite sky above, out of the navel of the universe. Comes a very bright, white, iridescent beam of light coming towards you through the universe, through the sky, through the clouds, and through the roof above you comes this very bright, white, iridescent light coming towards you now. Entering into the top of your head, filling you up like a warm sensation. As it flows into and through every cell of your being, feel it like a warm sensation as it fills you up, cleansing and healing every cell of your being, balancing your energies, balancing your hormones, balancing your pH and your fluids in your body. This is God's light, this bright, white, iridescent light is God's love, light, and energy. This is the universal light of life's energy, God's light, filling you up, healing and cleansing every cell of your being, filling you up. Again, imagine a bright, white beam of light coming down from above, from the infinite sky above, coming through the universe, through the sky and through the clouds, through the roof above you, and entering your head. And now take a very deep breath, a very deep breath. And as you exhale, this bright white light fills your head, flowing into and through every cell in your head, flowing into and through your brain and down into your neck and into your shoulders now, and down your arms and through your arms to your fingertips. Again, this bright, white, iridescent light flows into and through your head, filling your head, down your neck and down your back, into your lungs, filling your lungs, cleansing, healing, balancing every cell in your lungs, renewing and restoring your lungs now, down your back into your hips, Again, this bright, white, iridescent light comes down from the infinite sky above into the top of your head now, filling your head, down into your head, filling your head, and this white light goes out of your ears, cleansing and healing your ears, down your neck and into your chest, and down into your chest and into your breast, filling every single cell of your body, down into your chest, into your breast, healing and cleansing. This bright white light is God's light, love and energy, renewing and healing, cleansing and balancing every cell of your body, flowing down from your chest and your breast, down into your abdomen now, filling your abdomen, filling your entire abdomen as it heals and cleanses, balancing every cell of your being. Imagine this bright, white, iridescent light, God's light, love and energy, coming into the top of your head. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, feel it like a warm sensation flowing into and through every cell from the top of your head, down into your back and down your chest, into your abdomen, filling your abdomen, flowing down into your thighs and your knees, filling your knees, bright white balls of light in your knees now, restoring and healing, cleansing and strengthening your knees, flowing down your legs now, to the tips of your toes and out of the bottom of your feet. This bright white light is flowing into the top of your head, down into and through every cell of your body, out of the bottom of your feet, taking with it all dark and negative energy. And this dark and negative energy flows out of your body, soul and mind, out to the bottom of your feet. And now with your own mind, imagine and drive this light to the center of the earth as it enters the earth beneath you, wherever you may be. This bright, white beam of light flows into and through your body now and out of the bottom of your feet into the earth beneath you, taking with it all dark and negative energy, taking all worries, all anxieties, all negative thoughts out of your mind, your soul, your body, into the earth. Drive it into the center of the earth now, all the way down, down to the center of the earth. You can do this, and you are. Taking all dark, negative energy out of your body, leaving you with nothing less than a perfect healing. And now this light has hit the center of the earth, and like hitting a trampoline, the white light returns back up to the earth, leaving all the dark energy into the center of the earth now. The bright, white, iridescent light comes up through the earth, back into your feet, coming up through your legs, into your hips, into your abdomen, and up into your back and your chest, down your arms and up your neck and into your head as you're filled with this bright, white, iridescent light, pure light, God's light. Pure white light, love and energy fills you until it is overflowing. And now you feel yourself being lifted up higher and higher and higher, radiating with this white light. You are now above the building that you were just in. And if you were to view yourself from the infinite sky above, you would see a very bright white light in the sky above the building where you now sit. And this white light becomes brighter and brighter until it is larger than the building that you're in, larger than the county where you sit, larger than the state that you're from. Your light shines very, very bright. You are filled with light, love, and energy. God's light. God's light, love, and energy glows and flows way beyond your physical being. You are filled with the light, and your light is so bright. It covers half of the world now. As you view yourself from a distant view, you see that you're filled with white light. You are whole, perfect, strong and powerful, loving, harmonious, happy and healthy. And each day you will awaken from a good night's rest, and your thoughts are positive and confident. And a new and healthy vital energy fills your body, soul, and mind. And you feel good all over. You feel very, very good all over. You are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. Each day you will awaken from a good night's rest, and a new and healthy vital energy flows into and through your body, soul, and mind, and you feel good, really good, all over. You feel good, really good, all over. And you are strong and healthy now. Strong and healthy. You feel strong and you feel healthy now. You are loved and you love. You love those around you. You love your family and friends. And know that you are loved. God loves you. All right now. I'm going to count to 10, and with each number that I count, you will slowly awaken. And by the time I have reached the number 10, you'll be wide awake, feeling good all over. 1, coming up. 2, slowly awakening. 3, your thoughts are positive and confident. 4, you feel good, really good. 5, you feel strong and healthy now. 6, your thoughts are positive and confident all day long wherever you go. 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Open your eyes, wide awake. Okay, that was a little longer than I actually intended to go, but there you have a free version of healing your body, healing your health problems with hypnosis, and you can save it. You can go back and listen to it anytime you want to. What will enhance your relaxation and help you to get into it even more is if you can listen to it through ear jacks, where you can plug it directly into your ears,
I hope that you enjoyed that. And I am CJ Savage, and I hope to hear from you again. And if you have any questions or comments, please send them to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. If you have any requests for anything specific, something different that you think others would benefit as well, please send it to me, because I will be doing more free hypnosis in the future. Please go to my Facebook page, which is Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis. Maybe Cheryl Savage Hypnosis, I'm not sure. But it's Cheryl Savage Hypnosis, CHERYLSAVAGE, Hypnosis, HYPNOSIS. Please go to my Facebook page and you can like it. You can also follow me, connect with me on LinkedIn. Also, I'm on Twitter as Hypnosis_Queen, Hypnosis_Queen. Please follow me on Twitter. And if you enjoyed this show and you like it, subscribe to me on Blog Talk Radio and you will know what I have coming up. I will be back on a regular basis on Saturdays. I have not been on. I took a trip. That trip was to hell and back. Well, my daughter got sick and she had cancer. And I just want you to know that she did not do any surgery and she did not do any chemo or radiation or anything like that. And she was told she had stage 4 cancer. And she did do hypnosis, and she is completely recovered, and she has no cancer whatsoever. One thing that hypnosis will do, if you're not really understanding hypnosis much, people have often asked me, is it of God? Is it spiritual? Extremely so. It will, if you're not a strong Christian now, or if you're not a Christian, I will tell you this, it will draw you closer to God, it will make you more spiritual, it will make you understand God more and more, and the more you use it, the more you meditate, the clearer it will become in your mind. So if you have any questions or comments, please send them to me, and I thank you for listening in today.